Time now to take five for your community. It's brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. First Monday of a brand new month. That means we welcome Washington Mayor Joe Wellman for a city update. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dwayne. How's everybody in Washington today?
Fantastic. A little tired after Super Bowl Sunday, but...
Super Bowl?
Getting by. Yeah, boy, wasn't that awful?
It was a boring game.
Oh, my. There's always next year, I guess.
I guess.
I'm a Cubs fan, so...
Yeah, on to baseball.
Yeah, let's go. Let's talk about the city of Washington. What's going on?
Well,
downtown?
It was a good thing that the groundhog was in Pennsylvania on Saturday, because if he'd have been here yesterday, he would have seen his shadow. But
true, that is true.
Saturday, we got the prediction we're going to have an early spring, so we're ready to go.
We definitely want that.
Well, we have several things going on. Of course, we got community concerts coming up. First one is in about 4 weeks, March the 8th. This is the, believe it or not, the fourth year for our community concert since we started them up for the Bicentennial in 2016. So I'm really excited that we've, with a lot of people's help and all the sponsors, that we're able to keep that rolling. It's a great event for the city.
It's going to be a great community series this year.
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale at the Chamber of Commerce office. You can get the season pass for all four shows, which is your best buy. Or individual tickets are going to be $25 each show. So either way.
One of the goals of the whole thing, as you know, has been to keep the price reasonable as best as we can. And I think four shows for $75 is really good.
And this show, this kickoff show, is the ultimate tribute to Michael Jackson. And they're in Israel right now. They tour all over the world bringing this show. And they're going to be in Washington, Indiana. So if you're a fan of the King of Pop, you don't want to miss that show, the kickoff.
Yes. Yes. We've not had a bad concert yet, so I hope everybody comes on out. We had a meeting this past week with utility heads and our consultants and our financial advisors on Business 50, what the next steps are, and we are starting design and utility design to get the utilities upgraded under that road and then start construction resurfacing it.
It'll be a piece at a time, I assume, so... The whole you won't be all closed at once.
You'll
take sections, right?
No, that will be one of the requirements as the city lets bids, is that they have to keep the traffic going because all the businesses and homes that are along there need access. So,
and it's a busy road.
It's a very busy. It's the busiest road in the county, we're told, so as far as traffic counts. And we got the Garden Expo coming up Saturday, February 23rd, Eastside Park. Everybody needs to put that on their agenda.
It's always a good draw. Arts and Garden Club, the Arts Flowers and Garden Club, do a great job putting that on every year.
Yes, they do. And, of course, we'll be looking forward to their assistance with litter cleanup again. And I did see a memo that German American Bank is going to do their clean sweep. I had to think of the title of it. I didn't write down the date of that, but that's coming up, I believe, April sometime. So.
Always a good kickoff again. Yes. This group, since they formed this Team Up to Clean Up, they've picked up a lot of trash around town, which is a great. Unfortunately, we're picking up a lot of trash. We shouldn't have to do that. But hats off to this group for a job well done.
Several tons of trash have been picked up over the. I think this is the fourth or fifth season for it. So, and we've always have a great turnout of teams. They're going to expand. Going to expand a little bit this year. And we had a discussion earlier, and they're going to take it to the neighborhood level and maybe get people to take their block, somebody to hit up their particular block, and that way we could cover the whole city. You know, you've got several teams, you can't cover the whole city with a limited number of people. So hopefully that'll be successful too. So we wish them the best, and we thank them for all their efforts.
Washington Mayor Joe Wellman with us. Always joins us the first Monday of a new month for a citywide update. The next city council meeting is coming up.
Yes, next Monday.
A week from today.
Yes.
If you have questions or concerns, you can always bring it to the council. And, you know, before we let you go, Mayor, we do want to say hats off to the street department crew. I know battled some major elements. That's the coldest weather that I can remember in 25 years doing radio.
It was cold, and they did a great job. You know, cold weather, really cold weather like that is tough on equipment, and we did have a few equipment breakdowns, but wow, they did a great job. The Parks Department did a great job. I couldn't believe it. The next morning I was out, and the sidewalks at the park had been cleared, so we bought them a piece of equipment last year to help do the sidewalks. So we're real happy that, you know, everybody pitches in the city. I've just been so impressed. People, you know, say, well, Mayor, you've accomplished a lot, and my hat's off to the department heads and all the city employees, and because they all pitch in when there's something to do, and they all pitch in with each other. I mean, that we've kind of we've gotten each department to work the departments to work together rather than have silos of what each one does. So I think that's been a really good thing, and I just can't compliment the city employees enough.
Absolutely. Mayor, thanks as always for the update this morning. We appreciate the visit, and we will see you next month.
Okay. Thanks, Dwayne.
Take 5 brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.